You're listening to The Sports Moment. Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The Minnesota Gopher women's basketball team is moving on to the Fab Four and the WNIT. Now, the Gophers put it together in their game last night as they won 65-54 in Laramie, Wyoming to advance to the Final Four. Guard Amaya Battle led the team with 29 points. The game was tied at 40 after the third quarter, but Minnesota outscored Wyoming 25-14 in the fourth to secure the win. The Gophers will play Troy on Wednesday, and the winner will head to the WNIT championship game against either Vermont or St. Louis. And Caitlin Clark led Iowa past LSU 94-87 as the Hawkeyes avenged a national championship game loss to LSU with that victory. And Clark scored 41 points in the game, and they will now head to the semifinals, the championship Final Four in the NCAA tournament on Friday. Next up for Iowa is UConn, the team that knocked them out of the tournament in Clark's freshman season. The Huskies beat Southern California 80-73 in the other regional final on Monday night. So down to the Final Four in both the WNIT and the NCAA women's basketball tournaments. Well, the Minnesota Timberwolves will have the Houston Rockets at Target Center tonight. Houston is looking for an eighth straight road win. They have played very well away from home, but the Timberwolves have played very well at home. They are 26-10 on their home floor as they take on the Rockets tonight, and the Wolves are listed as 7.5-point favorites in that game. Also, the Ottawa Senators bring a 5-game winning streak into their matchup at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul against the Minnesota Wild tonight. And that game is a 7 o'clock start. The Wild are 8 points out of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference with only 9 games remaining on the schedule. And the Minnesota Twins open up a 2-game series in Milwaukee against an undefeated Milwaukee Brewers team. The Brewers are off to a 3-0 start, and the Twins are 2-1 after winning the first 2 games of the season in Kansas City and then losing the series finale. The Twins had a day off yesterday. They will send Louis Varland to the mound today against Jacob Junis in the opener of that brief 2-game series, and then the Twins come home to open the home portion of their schedule on Thursday with the Cleveland Guardians. The Minnesota Vikings have suspended offensive coordinator Wes Phillips for 3 weeks without pay following the legal resolution of a 2023 traffic stop in Minneapolis. The suspension began Tuesday and will conclude on April 22nd. With Phillips returning to work on April 23rd. He'll miss a key portion of draft preparation as the Vikings pursue their next quarterback, as well as the first week of the team's off-season strength and conditioning program, which begins on April 14th. Phillips joined the Vikings as part of Coach Kevin O'Connell's original staff in 2022. He was stopped December 8th on Interstate Highway 394, at approximately 9:45 that night. He showed signs of impairment, and ultimately his blood alcohol content tested at 0.10, and the legal limit is 0.08. Well, the high school track and field season continues with indoor meets, and it was last night at NDSU at the Bison Sports Arena, where Fergus Falls, Perham, Pelican Rapids, Dilworth, Glendon, Felton, and several other teams from Minnesota and North Dakota got together for the Thundering Herd Indoor Classic. And we were able to get some results here on the girls' side. The Fergus Falls Otters were second to Carrington, North Dakota in the team competition. As Carrington had 72 points, the Otters had 67.2. And some of the highlights for the Otters individually, they had good finishes in a number of events, including the pole vault where Maya Fear was fourth. And also they had Ellis Starzl second in the long jump and third place finishers for Maya Fear in the triple jump and Ruby Ellison in the high jump competition. The 4x800-meter relay team of Olivia Swanson, Este Versteeg, Savannah Lee, and Violet McCann finished in second place. And that relay team also in the 4x4 had a sixth place finish. The 4x200 relay team of Ruby Ellison, Rachel DeBrito, Siri Smested, and Esther Covington wound up in sixth place as well. Distance runners, Sarah Grotberg was third in the 3200. Este Versteeg was fourth in the 1600. And in the 400-meter dash, Violet McCann had a second-place finish for the Otter girls. Pelican Rapids was led by Megan Guler, who finished third in the 400 and fifth in the 200. Also, she was on the fourth-place 4x400-meter relay team, along with Ariana Hovland, Grace Backstrom, and Afton Hahn. Backstrom ended up with a fifth-place finish in the high jump. Gracie Morris and Kennedy Pilgrim led the Yellow Jackets. Morris won the pole vault, and Pilgrim took top honors in the triple jump. Pilgrim also finished third in the long jump, and Morris came in sixth in the 60-meter dash. So good performances there for the Perham girls as well. The Dilworth Glendon Felton boys track and field team won the Thundering Herd Classic on Monday at the Bison Sports Arena. The Rebels scored 107 points, and Northern Cass was a distant second with 59. Kindred took third place with 54.5, then Fergus Falls with 52, Perham with 51.5 points. And we'll hear from Derek Meyer, the head coach of the Otter Boys, in just a minute. Before we do, though, I do want to remind you that we appreciate our sponsors, the Pemberton Law Firm, with offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and online at pemlaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates all the way back to 1883. And, of course, Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. They have best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, earlier today, I did catch up with Derek Meyer, the head coach of the Otter Boys track and field team, who had a real strong performance at the indoor meet at NDSU last night. And I talked with Derek about the start to the season.
We actually started the first week outdoors, first day of practice, 70 degrees. Typical March, we got some snow back, but, our winter was nice where we didn't have that accumulation. Last year we actually got off the snow blowers on April 11th and took probably more than a foot of snow off of the track at that time, and we didn't have an outdoor meet and spent 8 weeks training inside. So we're going to be outside today and hosting our first outdoor track meet later this week.
Tell the fans what they need to know about Thursday. Derek, how many teams are coming in? What's kind of the schedule for the day?
Well, we're starting activities at 3 p.m., so a little bit earlier. We're still in the time frame of things getting cooler in the evening, so we're trying to get things a little bit ahead of schedule and ahead of that. We've got Ashby, Brandon, Evansville, Barnesville, Breckenridge, Detroit Lakes, Hillcrest, Arkell Central, Perm, and Fergus Falls, of course, will be at this meet. So a little bit smaller and local, but it'll be a good meet, and the weather looks good. Looks to be in upper 50s, maybe touch 60, but track is clear. Things are working, looking well for us to be good. And at our meet yesterday, talking with the Perm coaches, their track is still buried under a couple inches of snow. So we're lucky in the regards of being ready to go.
Let's talk about yesterday, indoor competition at NDSU, and you had some really good performances. Looks like your distance guys are in pretty good form right now.
Yeah, they're, of course, a lot of those guys are coming off of that cross-country season when we were competed at the state meet. And then many of those guys were also cross-country skiing athletes that also qualified for the state meet. So we've got many of those kids that are coming off there. So our 4x8 team, a little bit different from what we had at Concordia. We had Jaden Miller did not run on that group, so we had David Ronovic, who spent a week in New York doing some extra skiing things. He was back full action, so we kind of flip-flopped those guys, but they were still able to drop some time and come out with a first place with that. Also on there was Tommy Erickson and Logan Bradenburg and Matthew Toole.
Yeah, and Jaden Miller had a really good day for you in the two individual races that he ran.
Like I said, Perm was at this meet, and he kind of stuck behind Bjorn Anderson, a stud from Perm, who's a state contender there too, who's also going to be joining our section this year. They moved up. So, yeah, Jaden was second place with a personal best in the 1600 with the 432, and then kind of a little bit more of a grind in the 800 coming back from his tough effort in there, but he had an indoor PR of 206 in the 800 for a third place finish. So he was really happy with how things went, and he really enjoyed pacing with Bjorn, and being one of the top athletes in the state, and he looks to be informed to get himself back to that state meet too.
And you're going to get some points out of your field event, guys, for sure. Shane Zierden won the triple jump for you at the indoor meet at the Thundering Herd Classic. And Andrew Muckow looks like he's right where he needs to be in the pole vault. So you're going to get some points from those guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, Shane is in top form. He didn't quite hit to where he wanted to go in his jumping events there, but he had such a busy day. If he looked at NDSU ran things a little bit differently. He ran hurdles, but they did prelims, and then he made finals, and then there was final jumps for the long jump and in the triple jump. So he had 12 jumps total, and he ran two races, and then he also did high jump, and then however many high jumps. I think he came in at 5-4, so he did several jumps, so he did almost 70 events, counting prelims and finals of what he had for that day. So he was pretty exhausted, but that's kind of the leadership we expect out of the senior like that, and he'll look to show his heart at the end of the season. And Andrew in the pole vault is coming into form. Yeah, he had a foot better than what he had last week, and some really good looks at some higher heights, and he'll look to be another contender later on in the season too.
How are the overall numbers, Derek?
We kind of had a wash season. I had some kids that are new this year. We've got some upperclassmen that weren't out last year. We've got Antonio Parker out as a senior. He looks to be a good contributor. And Jaden Hikus, a junior, coming in, and but lost a couple kids too of different interests or just finding jobs and different things. So we came out with around 40 kids, which is what we had last year.
And you were fourth in that event yesterday at NDSU, and some pretty good competition. DGF looks pretty loaded, don't they?
Yeah, they look to be loaded. There is some different scoring things that they came out with a lot of points in some events where I think it might not have been as many other teams, but yeah, they'll definitely be, we'll see them. They'll be in our true team section for that, but we're in that vacation spring break time too. So I've had a couple kids that were, four or five kids that were not competing that will hope to be, top contenders that's in the throws and the jumps and sprints too. So I'm, got our eye out for DGF, and but I think it's early to where things will be filled up and spread out too.
I love what you said about the competitors who are at state in cross country and then in cross country skiing. That can be contagious, can't it? Those guys are used to winning and getting far in their season, and that doesn't hurt at all, does it?
They're definitely hard workers. They've set the tone early with their workouts, and they have expectations of where they want to go for events and individual stuff. So, they're not for the lack of just taking a season off.
Tomorrow we'll give you a closer look at the Otter girls track and field team with Nikki Weldy as they get ready to host their home meet on Thursday. And that'll do it for our podcast today. We thank you for tuning in and hope you'll be back again tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.